Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We just stopped by to kind of see what was going on. We respect everyone who's here. We respect their right to protest. Sometimes I just don't quite know what they're protesting. So by stopping down, you know, we're able to get a kind of look at their signs and see exactly what makes them unhappy. But again, we totally respect their right to do this. And this is a different crowd of protesters than were about back in 2020 during the COVID era. So I'm glad to see this is so peaceful. I didn't expect anything different. But at the same time, we just wanted to fly our flags and say peace to all those people.
And now, I was talking with a couple of them about this too. In recent times, we're seeing more and more vandalism, specifically with Teslas, where other people are scratching them up, doing deplorable things to them, or even lighting them on fire. A lot of them said that that's not a just way to go around handling their frustration with Elon. So, kind of reflecting off of what you were saying here, where you're happy to see everybody's pretty peaceful, this is a nationwide protest. Do you think this is just exclusively Buffalo as to why they're so peaceful?
Well, I know it's been organized nationally. I'm glad to see it's peaceful. I think that end of the violence is from the same small minorities that exist everywhere. I don't think that's a representation of all these people. No one here is showing any kind of violence. But unfortunately, that's what gets focused on. And you could maybe say the same thing about, you know, the Patriot side. There's always, you know, some bad apples. But again, we're here respecting their right to protest. At the same time, I don't see one American flag here, so it confuses me of what exactly that they're not happy with. We're here to learn about that and represent a different side of the equation. The side of hope that the change that's coming is going to be best for everyone.
And then just to wrap it up, well, he is still holding that horn down. Is there anything else in particular that maybe you would like to add that I didn't ask about?
Well, we've had the occasions, you know, to call into your talk show hosts. Of course, you know, you represent the conservative side of things. So do we. Elections are very concerning to us because I think they need to be improved throughout the country. So we, the people, really have a better voice in it. We think there's too much funny stuff that goes on in that area. And as just being, you know, patriotic people, we, that concerns us. But again, I'm glad to see that people are active and stating their case just as we do. We all have that right.